Welcome to the Fidelity Bank Q1 2017 results conference call. There will be a question and answer session at the end of the call. Please go ahead. Your line's unmuted. Please go ahead. Hello, your line's unmuted. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Q1 investor conference. My name is Nnamdi Okonkwo, the CEO. Well, we've started this financial year, excuse me, showing impressive double-digit growth on gross earnings and profitability while keeping our costs under control. I will close the financial year under review, the financial period under review with 4.8 billion PBT. This is an increase of 20.5% when compared with the same period last year when we did 4 billion in Q1 of 2016. We achieved this growth through increased yield on earning assets, which resulted in 7 billion naira growth in our interest income and a total of 1.7 billion cost savings recorded in total operating costs. The higher interest rate environment impacted positively on our yield on earning assets. However, it also increased interest rates on our deposits, and this resulted in a less increase in net interest income. Of course, as you know, in a high interest environment, as the deposits go up, they go up also on loans. But then, given the situation in the economy, we also witnessed price resistance when it came to pricing loans, and we had to carefully adjust the pricing of loans so as not to create non-performing loans, well, if you push harder with pricing. But notwithstanding this, our NIM increased to 6.9% from 6.4% in corresponding period last year. So I'll just talk about some key performance highlights for the period. Net fee income declined by 1.2 billion, and this was largely due to a 21.2% drop in e-banking income. For e-banking income, the major culprit there was stoppage of transactions on naira-denominated cards being used abroad. So that led to that significant drop. But we were able to recover from other e-banking income lines by about 800 million, which was still short than when compared with what we used to make on cards. On cost initiatives, we're pleased to also report that we're making some meaningful progress in that area. We continue to witness drop in operating expense, which declined by 10.4% to 4.4 billion naira, driven mainly by a decline of over 60%. In fact, over 60% cost lines witnessed a decline in Q1. And this is something we're happy about because we believe that as we continue with our cost optimization initiatives, we'll be coming closer to addressing the issue of cost-income ratio, which has been a point of concern for us. On customer base, customer deposit increased by 0.9% to 800.2 billion naira, as against previous period of 793 billion as at December 2016. With the good news that low-cost deposits accounts for 79.4% of our total deposits. On our retail banking strategy, we continue to notice improvements. Savings deposits increased by 5.6% to 163.7 billion. If you compare this with where we closed the year at 155 billion, it means that we are on course to delivering our target on savings accounts. Now, on risk assets, given the challenging environment, we remained cautious during the period and only displayed in selected sectors because we recognize that the economy is picking up, so there are still limited opportunities for risk asset growth. So the name of the game has been caution, while, you know, also not shying away from lending completely. Despite this, we grew risk assets by 1.7% to $730 billion from previous $718 billion in December 2016. Over the same period, and given our experience in certain sectors, we also de-emphasized lending in transport sector, reduced in retail sector, and real estate, while improving FX liquidity in the economy gave us the impetus to increase our exposure to manufacturing sector and downstream oil and gas. So our loans to government also grew based on our increased on-lending activities. So for the public sector loans, they were driven mainly by on-lending activities. Cost of risk increased, dropped marginally to 0.4% from 0.5% in Q1 of 2016, while it was 1.2% in 2016 financial year end. Our NPL ratio dropped to 6.1% from where we closed the year at 6.6%. This was due to a combination of 7.1% drop in absolute NPL. We have also seen improved asset quality in key sectors where we play. Other regulatory ratios, for liquidity ratio, we closed at 33.7%, and whereas the regulatory is 30, for capital adequacy ratio, we closed the quarter at 16.7% versus 15% regulatory. So, as I round up this introductory part of the conference call, I just like to give an information that we decided to commence half-yearly audit starting this year, just in a way to continue to improve our processes. So, we will kick off this year by doing a half-year audit in 2017. So, just to pass on that information. On that note, I thank you very much for attending this call, and I'll then hand over to Bola, my colleague, who will take us through detailed presentation. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bola. I'll start with the business review of the operating environment. Inflation has gone down; it's trending downwards, not as fast as people thought. Still about 17.26. Reserves are up to about $30 billion. Production has increased. NNPC, I think earlier today, was saying that we're about 2 million barrels. Price of oil has still been above $50. There's been less militant activity in the Niger Delta region. Monetary Policy Committee left everything constant at the last meeting. We've seen the savings bond come into play, and then that has changed the subscription levels, minimum subscription levels required for the federal government bonds. And then the CBN reduced the rate for PTAs, invisibles, medical bills, school fees, and all that. And then we've seen generally increased FX liquidity in the market. I'll now go to slide 8, which just shows the key performance highlights. Interest income was up about 24% year-on-year. OPEX was down 10.4%. Key drivers of the profitability over the period, and then CIR is down to 72%. Cost of risk is 0.4. NPL is down. Foreign currency loans are about 44% of the loan book. It's slightly down from the 2016 position. And then net loans to deposit ratio is about 78%. If you go to slide 9, which just gives a brief commentary on the key drivers of the earnings for the period, net fee income was down. I think Nnamdi explained, due to the drop in e-banking income. On international card transactions last year for first quarter, we raked in $1.4 billion. So even though electronic banking income was down about $0.6 billion this year, on the other electronic banking products, We actually recorded a growth of about 800 million. That's what moderated. Total operating expenses was down 10.4%. We've seen a cost decline across about 60% of our expense lines. And so the 20.5% growth in profitability was basically driven by the 0.5 billion growth in net interest income and the 1.7 billion decline in operating expenses. NIM is up to 6.9%. Yield on earning assets moved from 15.1% to moved from 12.7% to 15.1%. Savings growth, last year we did 30%. We started up very strongly this year. Savings book is about 164 billion at the end of the quarter. And NPL, you know, down 6.1%. Absolute decline driven from general commerce, transport, retail, and then real estate sector. Slide 11 just shows the financials, showing the year-on-year growth across each of the lines. That's what I just explained in the previous slide. The next slide shows the balance sheet. If you look at the balance sheet, you see slight growth on demand deposits and then savings book. Time deposit has come down slightly, and then on the average, the total assets is up 1% over the period under review. If you look at the next slide, which is slide 14, it's just a breakdown of our earnings into the key components, and then you see some pressure on some of the fee income lines. And the next slide is just a detailed breakdown of our fee income expenses, fee income lines. You see strong growth on ATM fees and on Fidelity Connect, which is one of our electronic banking products. LC commissions are up almost 100% year-on-year. That's due to the increased FX liquidity in the system, so we're able to do more trade transactions. And then we have a decline on about another six, seven fee income lines, and then the bulk of it is on the commission on e-banking activities that dropped by 1.3 billion. So the next slide 16, is just a bar chart that shows the key drivers of the income on a quarter-on-quarter and on a year-on-year basis. Slide 17 speaks to net interest margin. Funding costs have gone up significantly. We've seen a lot of pressure on the time deposit book in line with the increase in the yields on fixed income security. So customers are demanding much higher interest rates. It spiked funding costs up by about 1.7%. But the growth in the yield on earning assets has outpaced the growth in the funding cost. Slide 18 speaks to e-banking income. So even though on a year-on-year basis it was down by 0.5 billion, on a quarter-on-quarter basis, looking at quarter 4, 2016 to quarter 1, 2017, it was up by 0.34 billion, and we still see scope for increased growth this year. Slide 19 is a high-level breakdown of our OPEX. There is a significant decrease across a lot of the lines, and if you go to slide 20, where we just speak of our cost dynamics, that has driven CIR down to 72%. Slide 21 is a detailed breakdown of all our operating costs. The highest growth line has been electricity and diesel, largely due to the spike in the cost of diesel over the period, and then cash movement and all that. And then you see that about 60% of the expense lines have actually declined over the period. We've also renegotiated some of the technical support fees we had from a technology perspective because of the reduced FCY exchange rate. So that has also been a positive for us. Slide 22 shows a bar chart of the key OPEX lines, and then you just see those that are growing and then those that are coming down. And just like I said in the previous slide, the key spike is on the electricity and diesel line. Slide 24 is just a review of the funding base, and you see we've almost consistently had a growth in the low-cost deposit base. We're inching closely towards the 80% low-cost to tenor deposit mix. Slide 25 just brings this home. So time deposits now roughly 20.6% of the book. Even though in absolute numbers it's much smaller, but it's much more expensive now compared to the previous period. Slide 26 speaks to the retail deposit book, total of 246 billion now, and then savings of 163 billion. You see a marked decline in the retail asset book. The typical repayment structure, we have a couple of organizations who the employees get bulk payments at the beginning of the year, and the way the loans are structured is that they have repayments coming in through them. So it's a combination of pure play asset pay down, and then also increased recoveries and collections on delinquent facilities. So though the deposit book was up 3.8%, the asset book was down 16.7%. Slide 27 just speaks to our liquid assets position and liquidity ratio at 33.7%, slight improvement from where we are at the end of the financial year. Slide 28 is a detailed breakdown of the loan book. It's grown 1.7%. Major growth is in the oil and gas space, actually in the downstream segment. Some opportunities which we're capitalizing on there. And then you see the growth in manufacturing is driven from the fact that due to the increased FX liquidity, we're able to do more trade transactions for some blue chip names in the manufacturing segment. And then there's a marked decline in the transport segment, is down 5.6%. Consumer loans are down about 9.6 billion. And then real estate loans are down about 2.2 billion. Slide 29 just shows a breakdown of the loan book into the various segments, and not much has changed apart from the fact that the oil and gas book is now about 27% of the loan book, while the consumer loan book has come down about a year ago. It was almost 10-11% of the loan book. It has come down to 6.3% of the loan book. We're still lending there, but we're far, far more selective. Slide 30 just speaks to the various sectors driving the loan growth, which I've spoken about, and the FCY loans are now 43.7% of the loan book. We guided for a 5-7% growth. Quarter one was 1.7%. If the FX liquidity in the market continues, we see more scope for increased trade transactions in the coming months. On the NPL portfolio, it was 49.4 billion at the end of the year. I'm on slide 31. It's down by 3.5 billion, and we've seen a marked decline in some of the key segments that drove our NPLs for last year, general commerce and transport and consumer loans. There's still a lot of work to be done, but that has brought down the absolute NPL ratio from 6.6% to 6.1%. So it's what's driving down the NPL is a combination of a reduction in absolute NPL volumes and a marginal increase in the loan book. Slide 32 just shows the contribution to NPL from each of the various sectors. And if you look at transport, general commerce, and manufacturing, those three sectors are almost 70% of the NPL book. And slide 33 just shows a trend of the NPL ratio and then the loan book and then NPL coverage ratio, which is about 90% as at Q1 2017. Slide 34 speaks to capital adequacy ratio. It's 16.7%. Key focus for us is resolving the issues around the loan that is above a single obligor, which will get our capital adequacy ratio back to above 18%. Slide 35 is a business segment analysis. Strong revenue from the corporate and investment banking area, 48% of total revenues over this period. Not surprising, given the opportunities we see from a fixed income perspective, both from a trading and from an available for sale perspective. And then the other geographical contributions are shown there. On slide 38, we just speak to how we're doing against our guidance, and we're behind on the loan growth. and the deposit growth, but we think there are a lot of encouraging signs. There are a couple of things that started towards the end of the first quarter and into the second quarter. For example, the sale of FX to the SMEs, the new from Q, and we're seeing gradual traction coming through there. Maximum amount is $20,000. The average size of the book we have seen is about $14,000 for our customers. But early days, but we're seeing some traction coming in through there. So thank you, and we'll now take questions.
Thank you very much. We'll now open the lines for questions. To ask a question, please press 0 on your phone's keypad. That's 0 to ask a question. To cancel a question request, please press 7. Thank you. Once again, to ask a question, please press 0 and 7 to cancel a question request. The first question is from Tunde Abidoye. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your presentation. My questions, the first one is on your loan impairment charges. Your cost of risk was significantly down to 0.4%. Can you please reiterate your cost of risk guidance for the full year? Do you expect this to increase going into the year? That's the first one. The second one is on the loan that you mentioned has brought down your car. What stage are you on resolving that particular loan? Thank you.
Okay. For quarter one, thank you. For quarter one, cost of risk is about 0.4%. Our guidance for the year is 1%. Even though we've seen significant, you know, improvement in the absolute NPL book, I mean, for this quarter, we're down about 3.5 billion. We still maintain that guidance, but due to the level of recoveries we were seeing, we didn't think there was a need for significant provisionings in the first quarter. That might pick up slightly in the second quarter, but for some of the sectors that we are heavily exposed to, for example, in terms of the NPL, for example, the general commerce sector, some of the initiatives are very positive for that sector. The newly introduced from Q for our own book is very positive. On the second question, the loan that brought down the car, I will say we're in advanced stages. We can't say discuss a lot about it on the call, but we're in advanced stages to reach a resolution that actually will be positive for our car. So we believe that before the end of the financial year, we should be through with that loan in terms of bringing it below single obligor limit. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is from Olutola Oni. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Olutola Oni from WSCC. Please, I want to know if you have currently have exposure to Etisalat and the size, and if you have exposure, what are you thinking about the loan to the company? Thank you.
Thank you, Tola. I think when the news broke out, we had actually announced what our exposure was. It was in the region of about 17 plus billion to the company. What are we thinking about the loan? The consortium of lenders are still discussing with the company, and I think the industry will give an update of that when that is resolved. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is from Ndubisi Obike. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the presentation. I have a couple of questions. First of all, looking at your presentation, I noticed that loans to the downstream sector almost doubled just quarter on quarter. So what really happened there? Did your appetite for that sector suddenly improve? Then your mention of the half-year audit that you will commence this year, should we also expect some interim dividend to come with it? Because this seems to be the usual practice with other institutions. Then, how much recoveries did you make in the first quarter, and what's your target in terms of recovery for the full year? And then, at the last conference call, you mentioned your plan to set up a sinking fund to retire your Eurobond that will mature in next year. How much progress have you made there? Have you made in that regard? And then that's my final question.
Okay, thank you, DBC. Loans to the downstream segment, we never de-emphasize the segment. I think what we had always mentioned on our call is that we do not deal in open market transactions. We only finance people who have confirmed off-takers. And so where we see risk assets that meet our risk acceptance criteria, we'll do that. And we saw a few of such deals in Q1, which we participated in. For the half-year audit, will it come with a corporate action? I think what I can promise you is that we will stick with our dividend policy in whatever we do, and when the audit is done, I think the board will take a decision on that. In terms of recoveries in quarter one, total collections on non-performing loans was 3.5 billion for quarter one. What is our target for the year? On the full year conference call, we said our short-term immediate target is to bring the NPL within 5%. Bringing it within 5% from a combination of a reduction in absolute NPL volumes and then a growth in the loan book. On the sinking fund and on the progress we have made on it, if you look at our presentation and you go to slide 12, you look at our balances with banks and / settlement banks, you will see a growth there from 38 billion to 59 billion in Naira terms. That's about 21.4 billion. That is the line where the sinking fund resides. In terms of the absolute numbers, we'll not be at liberty to disclose that here, but just to point you to where it resides in our financials. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is from Muyiwa Oni. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for the presentation. I have a few questions for you. First is on your risk asset growth. I know you highlighted the downstream oil and gas sector as opportunities for growth. What other sectors do you see as growth opportunities for risk asset growth for this year? And second is on your NPL reductions. I know you highlighted that I wanted to understand what else is driving that in terms of the reductions. Were there any write-offs, or do you plan also to write off loans to reduce your NPL? And the last question is on your medium-term ROE plan guidance. I know you have a near-term guidance of 10% for 2017. I wanted to find out what your medium-term guidance for ROE was, particularly when you consider that the current 10% guidance looks low if you think of a cost of capital for banks in this region. And those are my questions.
Okay, thank you, Muiwa. If you look at the sectors, we see opportunities for growth, for loan growth. During the call, I said the manufacturing sector, we see opportunities, especially if the increased FX liquidity continues, because we have a couple of blue-chip trade customers who demand is still there, but they were constrained. That's one of the sectors we see growth. Another sector which we see growth for is in the construction sector, because of the infrastructure focus. of the government. Well, that will depend on budgetary disbursement of funds. Another sector where we see growth, but selective growth is what I'll call it, is in the educational sector. So we see some selective growth there. For agriculture, there's a lot of scope in terms of where you can play and the value chain. We see some growth there. And another area where we see growth generally is in companies involved in exports. So those are the major areas where we see growth. But, you know, they're all moving parts of an economy, and then we take each area as they come. Your second question is on our NPL reduction. No, in quarter one, we did not do any write-off. So what is driving the NPL? What is driving the NPL reduction? On our full-year call, we said we felt we're very proactive at the end of the year in classifying the accounts. I think we've jumped off the tracks very quickly in terms of aggressiveness of collections and recoveries, and so that is part of the results that you're seeing there. We've also beefed up our recoveries team, even from a personnel perspective. What's our medium-term ROE target? Medium-term ROE target is in the mid to late teens. That's the medium-term target. But I think we first want to hit this short-term target first and then move on to that medium-term target. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, to ask a question, please press 0 on your phone's keypad. That's 0 to ask a question and 7 to cancel a question request. Thank you. Once again, to ask a question, please press 0 on your phone's keypad or 7 to cancel a question request. Thank you. You have no additional questions at this time. Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, on that note, I thank you for participating. Once again, we remain focused on our strategies and look forward to the next conference call. I repeat that we would like to do a half-year audit this year. So that's in line with our continuous improvement strategy. So we'll be looking to have a half-year audit. So on that note, I thank you very much for participating in this call, and we look forward to the next call. Goodbye.
That concludes today's call. Thank you.